Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there, welcome back.
Please do subscribe both channels, guys, if you haven't. Have that little bell clicked. And check in, as we'll be putting up videos pretty much every day in either place, sometimes both places, and who knows, maybe even a third if we get around to figuring out how we want to divide what we cover, because we do cover so much material, and some of it's radically different from other parts. We do understand that there's many people out there that, you know, just want to hear the news, so to speak, but it's not really our mission to just give the news. Our mission is to illuminate minds and to change the paradigm here, and that's exactly why we're here. So a lot of times we do talk about things that make certain people uncomfortable because they might be, you know, totally okay with having a certain portion of their paradigm shattered, but then just not be able to handle other parts of paradigms being totally shattered from what they were brought up with.
No, you know, and it is a very, very sensitive time in someone's life if you are experiencing these belief systems that are in your realm. You're experiencing a part of you kind of falling away, dying away. You're releasing that which no longer serves. And no matter who you are, where you're at, that can be a very, very sensitive time in your life. So we try to navigate through that in a very positive way, in a way where everyone could feel safe in exploring the new world around them.
And it is a new world, and we need to be brave to face it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. With everything going on in this world right now, you know, this is a crazy time lapse. Doesn't that look ominous? Well, these are kind of ominous times in many ways. At the same time, who knows what's behind that wall? What's behind that wall of dust coming your way? It might be a brave new world again. It could be something so different. We have to get through these dark times. And it's so important to constantly be trying to wake people up to every level of the deception, every level of the control, every way in which our whole paradigm and thought processes are being manipulated. And we are being maneuvered constantly. It's as if you're walking and you think you're walking on your own, but somebody is lightly pulling back on the right shoulder and you find that you're, wait a minute, where did I go? You know, I thought I was going that way and here I am over here. How did we get here? How did we get here is a question I think a lot of people have, especially when you look at what's transpired in just the last several years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, how did we get here is a good question. I don't think it's the focus. I think the focus should be going within, but sometimes we need to get those answers to help us move on.
Yeah, absolutely. So here you go again, and this is Daytona Beach, Florida. And, you know, again, I love Florida. I've lived north of Daytona Beach. I lived up in Palm Coast, down by Flagler Beach. I've lived in Oviedo, which is close to Orlando. And then I've lived in Sarasota and Nokomis and down in Port Charlotte. Love Florida. But the guides have, you know, basically directed me away from my favorite place to be in the U.S. for these times, because it wasn't going to be a place where I would be able to root properly, ground properly, stay healthy, and move forward spiritually. As much as, you know, I love the lifestyle, I love the beach, I love the air. We could say that, you know, what's going on in Florida when we had such a relatively quiet tropical storm hurricane season, but now look at Florida, two direct hits. Now, some years, if we go back a couple of years, we had a whole bunch of them hitting Louisiana. And again, we know the technology that's out there. We understand the technology that's out there. Well, Florida, in many ways right now, is a battleground state. It certainly had interesting results on the 8th, right? As you had somebody that appears to be And again, looks can be deceiving. We must always be cautious in this world. Again, we're behind enemy lines, so to speak, in that the system that's in place in this world is not one that is truly, truly benevolent to humanity. It's not benevolent to all the creatures on the planet. It's not benevolent to the planet itself. Thus, we are truly behind enemy lines, so to speak, on our home turf in many ways. And what's going on in Florida and also Texas, you know, those are two states that are feeling and showing that they're kind of bucking the power structure. So, you know, what Cindy's always gotten was that Florida was a no-no. You're not going to get her to go any farther than the panhandle, and that would be even pushing it. And, you know, again, we do love the area and we do wish the best for all of our loved ones and family members down there, as we have a bunch that are in Florida. It's a beautiful place to live, but you can see the destruction going on in Daytona Beach. But then again, there's been destruction all over this planet now with everything that's going on. There's floods everywhere you can, you know, look, and where there's not floods, there's drought. As you see unbelievable photos from the Weather Channel and Live Storms Media of the destructive damage. Now, again, this is just a minimal Category 1 storm that rolled through. But, you know, it's fascinating, too, that, you know, we had two impacts in the U.S. of significance, and they both hit Florida in a year with all the, well, you know, the E word.
Yeah, the E word. I mean, I'm looking at these houses here and I'm feeling the devastation of those who used to live there. And boy, oh boy, that's got to be emotionally so painful. I'm sure people were so, so happy here. And this really makes it very difficult. So let's send them some energy and some good vibes. I'm sure they could use a break from this destruction here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Hurricane Nicole lives, scenes of destruction, Daytona Beach. Daytona is it's a beautiful area. It's thought to be, again, that's a spring break, one of the spring break capitals of the U.S. And that's where I had my closest shark encounter. I had a shark come within maybe about 10, 12 feet of me when I was there once. And, you know, it's, again, just a Category 1. But the reality of it is, again, it doesn't take a lot, especially when you realize so much of Florida is really just minimally above sea level. And some people have referred to the entire state as just a big sandbar. Now, when we have a full-blown ice age and that glaciation's going on, that sandbar is like 3-4 times the size it is right now. It gets much, much bigger. And then, of course, when we have absolutely no ice locked up at the polar regions, then, you know, again, the topography is totally, totally different. So, you know, there were remains found of some Native Americans. And, you know, this gets me again off into a different tangent, because, you know, they have found remains of people that don't fit the typical bill in times past in Florida that were buried and actually buried in bogs. And some of you might have seen this again in the past. These people, I don't know, to me, I always start thinking of people that were escaping the cataclysm of Atlantis or trying to escape. They seem to be much more European. Again, we had the mound builders, not to get off totally on a tangent, but that whole mound building society in the Mississippi area, the Mississippi River area that just disappeared. We've had so many cases of different cultures here today, gone tomorrow, and there are traces, but again, we don't get the clear picture. And when you see some of those cataclysmic movies, you know, they give you the visage of like the movie 2012 of the Himalayas being washed over. Mother Earth is very, very powerful, but you got to recognize too, there are technologies in play here that are super, super powerful and can mimic anything natural. So if you're in this area after a tropical storm Nicole has passed, it's important to keep yourself safe. Don't try to remove large debris without assistance. Stay away from flooded areas. Don't drive over down power lines. Yeah, don't enter anywhere where there's water that there might be a power line. More people typically die in accidents after the fact. So again, be very, very careful and cautious. History repeating hurricane paths in Florida amaze meteorologists. Now, if meteorologists are amazed, please ask yourself, do you think there's any chance there could be technology involved, or is it just random luck of the draw, the way things go? Hours after Hurricane Nicole began its assault on Florida's eastern edge, meteorologists marveled at the parallels between the storms in Florida's 2022 and 2004 hurricane seasons. In particular, paths of two hurricanes, Nicole and Jean, and Ian and Charlie. They showed undeniable and eerie similarities. Separated by 18 years, both pairs hit in almost the exact same place, followed nearly identical paths, but in both instances, the storm's landfalls were 43 days apart. And they made an X. You know, again, what's the ultimate target here? X marks the spot. What states are bucking the system? Florida and Texas. Of course, we saw, you know, amazing, horrible weather. We saw massive floodings this year in Dallas. Dallas-Fort Worth had record floods going on. Of course, Texas has baked and been extremely dry. And then we had the power outages that questioned. People had a question, why were all these windmills not working? I mean, it goes on and on and on. The grid getting overwhelmed. All these, you know, just string of events. Again, you got to ask yourself, do we tend to put into positions of power the most incompetent people on the planet? Or are they competent? They're just doing a different agenda. So look at that. X marks the spot. X marks the spot. Yeah, there's nothing to see here. You know, in the old days, they would say this is an act of God. God is mad at us.
Yes, remember this too. This is technology, and it always has been technology. Many times when we are reading old literature, we hear these things that just sound incredible, and we're wondering, well, what is this person describing? They're describing to the best of their ability something that has to do with technology that has never been seen before. So these gods, yes, they have come close to Earth. Yes, humans have seen them, described them. But, you know, none of this information is really put out there and explained to us. So we stay in this state of wonder. I mean, I wonder what that means. So it's just a place where we have to start opening our understanding and being open to different understanding so we can see the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this. Now you will say, people will say, well, you know, you can't possibly manufacture the dates of eclipses, right? Because that would mean that, you know, you're talking about slowing down or speeding up the rotation of the Earth or the moving the actual moon, moving the heavenly bodies. That could not happen. How could that possibly happen? Excuse me, guys. As we look at two eclipses, an X marks the spot. An X is basically right over the New Madrid. As we've already had that August 21st, 2017. And I remember just standing in the backyard in Sarasota, Florida, and I was doing Qigong, and I was getting all sorts of impressions coming in. And I knew that it was like stepping on the roller coaster ride at that point in time. We had stepped on the roller coaster ride. Hang on tight, because you're not going to get off of that ride until April 8th, 2024, in a sense, but not really getting off. That's just, it's a marker. It's a marker. And again, this is a marker. Some people have said, you know, hey, it's not quite 7 years, but they view this as a tribulation, or they'll view the September astrological formation, the Revelation 12 sign, as the beginning of the tribulation. And then, of course, you know, we got to look back and realize that our calendars have changed. You know, we've had calendar changes. Some people used to go over a lunar calendar. And as we had said before, some, including African tribes, Etruscans, which are people that were living in Italy, north of Rome, and other indigenous people, remember a time when the moon wasn't even there. Was not even there. They remember it. It's been carried on word of mouth in traditions for thousands of years. So you got to say again, is this somebody putting their mark on the spot, so to speak, when we look at these things? Florida is, you know, in the bullseye right now. So identical. And the meteorologists are just, what's the word, gobstopped, flabbergasted. Yes. They just are amazed. They have no words for this. They have no words for this. Well, you know, it's just got to be atmospheric conditions. Mm-hmm. Not to say those, you know, atmospheric conditions can't be affected. You might want to check in with, you know, the guy that made that Dyson sphere that's on the Vatican lawn.
Yeah, he would probably know a trick or two.
And we had a 7.3 quake hit the Tonga Island. And we have a tsunami advisory in effect. This one was at 15.4 miles deep. There was one back on the 9th over here, you can see. Now, the energy typically will travel this way and this way. It can back up, and that's looks like that's what it did. As we see here, this is the one that came through, a 7.0. That was 665.3 kilometers deep. I know, dang, they just couldn't make it 666, could they? Having a little fun with us numerically there. And then we see this one now, 7.3 up over in the Tonga region. Now this one shallower, so where this one had the potential to create something of the same size or bigger, potentially bigger, which it did, you know, created the 7.3, at least that's what they're giving us. This one, because it's shallower, basically you still might have the potential out there for something that size or smaller. And again, we have learned a lot from listening to Dutch, which we haven't really followed in several years now. But, you know, again, once you learn the basics of something, you go with it. But then develop your own intuition. Don't take anybody's, you know, word as God spell, so to speak.
Mm-mm, indeed.
And we did have one, we do still have one buoy that's in event mode, but we could see the water volume drop is, you know, probably somewhere around 6 to 7 feet. So, you know, probably nothing major, and we'll put that intention out there. Century-old low temperature records continue to tumble across Canada. Snowfall benchmarks busted in Nevada and elsewhere. Arctic air settling in. You know, it's been a roller coaster here, but for the most part, boy, we are spoiled. I think I love it when it gets to be, say, October-ish. You know, October through March is probably the best time of year when you're in this particular area. And again, it's the same thing when I was living in Florida. When you get into the winter, you know, it's kind of prime time.
It sure is, yep.
Because you just have to endure some of the heat. Mm-hmm. So yeah, 9 record lows broken in Alberta. And we have a lot of records going in snowy areas, so to speak. I saw where one lodge had set records and they didn't even officially, as far as snowfall, haven't even officially opened for the season yet. And again, look to that big explosion, that big blast down in Tonga, which was at a record height. And every time we got new info, it was higher and higher and higher. And what we got what Cindy and I got from the guides was that that was not natural. That was technology. Now, you might think it's something natural, but then again, we have to recognize they are always trying to drive the narrative away from any sort of technology, even when we see all the declassified documents that go back to even the 1890s. But what's out there and in play is much more than what we've been let to know does exist. FBI reportedly raided the home of a UFO website owner. Why would they do that? FBI agents came down hard on the operator of a popular website devoted to all things Area 51. Its program, lores, and legacies. More than a dozen agents served a no-knock warrant at the Rachel Nevada home of Joerg Arnoux, owner of Dreamland Resort. They seized all computers, files, phones, photos. At the same time, another team of a dozen or more agents stormed into his Vegas home, seized all digital devices and files, held his girlfriend at gunpoint. Warrants were served a week ago. He noted on his site he does not know the reason for the raid. They didn't really tell him. The only thing they told him was that it had to do with images of Area 51. Nothing to see there, guys. There's nothing there, you know. There's no aliens. They're all demons.
And we weren't very, very far away from that area, too. And no, Mike and I, the one thing that we could count on every single night when we built a campfire is to look up in the sky. There was no light pollution, so we really, really got this most beautiful view of the sky. But every single night, guaranteed, there was things buzzing around up there that probably shouldn't be. And I have a feeling they buzz around there day and night. But in the daytime, they're kind of camouflaged. But at nighttime, you can see that light. It was really incredible.
Yeah, and you can see, you know, most of this is old stuff. You know, now I don't know if this has been scrubbed because it was updated on the 6th last. But, you know, to see the most recent picture I'm looking at here is August 23rd, 2011. New construction projects that are ongoing. Now, you know, we've even climbed mountains and poked over into taking a look on the other side. Yeah, we of course, you know, people are greeted right away if you go on the other side of the fence, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So you don't go on the other side of the fence. You might hear just a little something in the background, and all of a sudden you're no longer with us. But at the same time, because of the ability to sense things out, we always felt Grays. We always felt Draco. Absolutely. And we could say for a fact the Draco were doing rounds there, and we knew what time they would come by. It was just a case of, did you sense that? Yeah. Okay. Are they doing their rounds? Yeah.
You know what it was is really strange. The contractors, they were doing rounds and they were getting images and information off the contractors that guarded out there.
Absolutely. We had so many encounters that we can't list them all. And as Cindy was saying, every night we'd pull up chairs, we'd watch into one area of the sky, and then a portal would basically open, and all of a sudden you would see like lights coming from this one area in the sky, apparently from nowhere, and they would go on to the base. Mm-hmm. And you know, this happened all the time. And because of Cindy's abilities to remote view, she could see what's in those ships, and a lot of times they could sense us too, as again, most beings in this cosmos are telepathic. We're like some of the only ones that aren't, for the greater, you know, portion of humanity. Of course, latent abilities in humanity, or even, we shouldn't probably even turn latent, we should probably say, you know, these abilities have been turned off in most humans. This, again, is part of why they claim that they made our bodies. You know, we are your creators. We are those beings that's talked of in your Old Testament. Again, you know, they've modified these vehicles, but the source of all is within all of us. And so they have nothing to do with that. They're just basically, again, They're modifying the vehicles that the soul inhabits. And they're limiting the vehicle's ability. That's why we can't, that's why we're kind of in the dark, so to speak, so much when we look at the bigger picture. That's why people can't understand what's going on. Well, for one, everything that you're indoctrinated with is totally, you know, lies and illusion. And the reality is there's beings of all sorts. Like many of these beings, I would say most of these beings would neither classify as benevolent or malevolent. They were just here of their own accord, doing their own thing. You know, again, there is trade out there. There are beings that want certain things, and there are beings that have certain things that the power structure here wants, and they might not even really, quote unquote, like each other or what have you, but they still do commerce. I guess you would say they do trade.
Oh yeah, as above, so below. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. So we would see a lot of very unusual beings that, you know, would never have been even described in abduction cases or in historical UFO context or even in mythos. Unusual looking beings that were coming and going all the time. So yeah, there's just a veil over this planet. And even we talked about the moon being a hologram, the moon being there, but it's there in 4D. And what we see is a hologram over the surface of what is actually a 4D body, so to speak. Well, the entire sky is in reality a hologram of sorts that is up there covering up these ships that are coming and going constantly.
Right. And you know, this information that we have collected is limited to the vocabulary words that we have grown up with, the words that we've been given in the English language. So it does make it very, very difficult to explain 5D information, 4D information, when you're just using the 3D language.
Very, very true. So, you know, again, why would they do this? Well, you know, again, the government is tracking everybody's everything. Everybody's everything. As this person says, hey, why did you transfer $601? That's how much they're watching us. Yet, we can't watch them. Again, it's the illusion that's going away in this apocalypse. The illusion, what's the illusion? Well, the illusion is that everything is free, fair, open, your choice. No, this is still a feudal society. There is a control system in place that is utilizing humanity and utilizing the planet as resources. And it's not human. And that's the bottom line. So, yeah, Nancy here, my God. You know, look, I think, the happy hour? I mean, just look at the energy. Train your energy. You know, what she's talking about is a trip to Alaska, and it's all melting, and it's chaos, it's Armageddon, it's 2012. It's the end of the world as we know it. Ah, climate change.
You know exactly what happened here is that she was at the bar, she was starting her happy hour, and someone said, no, Nancy, come on, we got one more speech. So,
well, Nancy, you know, the thing is, we caught you. Because Santa admitted he was with you. And he said, nobody's getting anything this year. Sorry, you know. So, yes, Nancy was nipping with Santa.
Yikes.
You know, and it's a new song. I saw Nancy kissing Santa Claus.
Yay.
Because Paul was, well, anyway, sorry about that, guys. We diverge. So, yeah, Santa said nobody's getting anything this year because Nancy drank it all. And anyway, donuts, cereal, pizza should be redefined as drugs. Scientists say highly processed foods are just as addictive and harmful as cigarettes. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, you know, Cindy and I have been saying this forever. And when we talk about, you know, well, why can't I see anything? People say, why can't I see anything? Why can't I perceive anything? Why can't I feel energy? Because, you know, many of you, I would say the majority of the people that we work on can either see, sense, feel energy. The majority can. Some can't, but most do. Mm-hmm. The vast majority do in this period in time. Now, it could be because we're not looking at a true subset of, a spread of everybody on the planet. We're not getting a true picture of what the makeup of everybody is on the planet. We're getting people that are spiritually way more awake coming to this channel. And perhaps the vast majority of the people that come to this channel also already have, meditative practice, yoga, qigong, things like that. They already eat clean for the most part. They're not on scripts given to them by their M period, D period. They understand, the importance of keeping the pineal or awakening the pineal in the first place and keeping it functioning. All these things keep you from sensing energy. These things keep you from perceiving things, from seeing through illusions. This is why they're all out there. Yes, it is about keeping lifespan. Hey, just think about it. It's right in the Bible. I will not struggle with man anymore. The most he's going to be allowed to live is 120 years. That's it. No more. And it's in agreement in the Greek view of the ages from golden age to dark age, and also in the Vedic view of the ages from golden age to dark age. So when we get out of the dark age, which does have our lifespan limited to roughly about 100 years is about the max, or 120. Scientists will tell you 120 seems to be about that threshold. Yet the reality is, when you get out of the Kali Yuga and you are in the Bronze Age, we could live to be 1,000, according to the Vedic lore and tradition. And, the Greco tradition is in agreement as well. And then in the silver, 10,000, and in the Golden Age, 100,000. What we have seen, too, is, again, the Golden Age spans a period of time that might be 35% to 40% of the total time of the Yugas. And the Kali Yuga might only span 15% of the time, maybe 20% at most. Mm-hmm. Yet we have many more lives in the Kali Yuga because they're so short.
We do. And you know what always comes to my mind when we talk about this is Yeshua saying, my people die from lack of knowledge. And really, if we had these understandings, we would live longer. We would know exactly what's going on so that we could extend our lives to maximum.
And again, we don't need to eat as much as we do. One thing I've noticed, and many of you guys are saying the same thing, is that you're eating a lot less. And last night we were gonna skip dinner, and I just had pineapple and that was it. I had what would equate to maybe one cup of pineapple, fresh pineapple, and that actually felt like it was enough for the day. So scientists will tell you, nutritionists will tell you, that's nowhere near enough, you need all this. But again, we're changing rapidly in this time, and what we're becoming is not what we currently have been, and we're going to be able to live more off the prana directly. Because again, in 4D we don't eat. You don't eat in 4D. If you are eating in 4D, it's basically a construct of your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. So we have all of these changes that are taking place. Our bodies are changing. And think about it. They do not tell us these things. There's people out there, scientists out there who study the human body, who have this knowledge, and we should be being taught from such a young age what happens to us when we do take in these bad foods. And it starts to rot our body, and it rots the teeth. The body starts getting backed up with all of these pollutants. One thing that I learned when I was getting into herbology is, if you are taking in sugar and you're trying to use an herbal approach, that herbal approach is not even going to make it inside of your cells, because the sugar that they give us, it fills up the cells. It fills up the cells, so cells can't take in any more information. To me, this is very, very deliberate, and it makes us sick. And it's just like this cycle of sickness that goes on and on and on, because people don't know how truly bad it is.
It's bad. And so, and we're not telling everybody, oh, you know, go vegetarian, go vegan. We're not saying that. We're certainly not saying go breatharian. Again, the guys have told us that it's not even necessarily 100% sure that we could achieve these things, right. Cindy and I, in this life. And we live very, very different than most. And even at that point, you know, it's not a given that we could. Now, in the yogic tradition and in many Buddhist traditions too, it was common to just have one meal, you know, one meal during the day. And that might be as simple as some sort of porridge with a little bit of fruit, or it could have been simply noodles, something very, very light, something very, very minimal. And there is something that we've talked about before called a sattvic diet, which can definitely elevate your vibrations and frequency. And we could get into that more as well. So, you know, these things are toxic. And we don't touch any of this ever. Just the way people would look at a vial of CRACK, you know, being like laid out there on the street and be like, ah, don't touch it, dear. Stay away from that. That's the same way we look at a dozen donuts. That's the same way we look at Little Debbie cakes or any of these things that, yes, as a kid, gotta admit, when I was like 10 years old and all, I love those little cupcakes. I think there were Hostesses that had the orange icing. Oh my God, I love those things. I love white chocolate. But you know, for me, everything started to even change when I was like 11 and 12. It was weird. There was this awakening, but that's part of our soul. And again, the stars, like I had a major awakening at 42. And that's, again, when some of the astrological components that control us, and again, don't feel bad if you have certain tendencies. There are certain tendencies that we're born with. And, you know, when we see people with, you know, Mars and Rahu together in the first house, you know, they're going to have a certain personality. And, you know, it takes time to get back to you, the soul, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. It really, actually, what it can do is give people a lot of determination. So we look at things in the positive light, where yeah, you might get a little bit cranky, but we can direct that energy toward determination and just make anything and everything in our lives that we could ever possibly want, we can make that come true. So we always look at them as a blessing aspect.
So, moving on full. Yeah, as addictive, as harmful as cigarettes, or worse. Absolutely. And so some scientists are calling for restrictions on marketing foods. Now, I think this is just wonderful. Because, again, this is exposing the system. These are not foods anymore. These are the products that have been really well designed to deliver addictive substances. Oh my God, the world's waking up. They're not food anymore. They're built-in addiction to things that will ultimately kill you, poison you, dumb you down, numb you down, keep you from reaching your highest purpose. You know, applause. Yeah, and again, we have so many people that are obese and at the same time nutritionally deficient. Think about that. You're taking in way too many calories, yet the calories you're taking in are worthless. They're not actually nourishing you. Absolutely, these foods have been linked to colorectal, kidney cancer, Alzheimer's, you name it. And you know, 70% of Americans are obese now, according to the Centers for Disease Control. It's horrible. And yet, nutritionally deficient. And it even goes into the way we farm. The way we farm is not healthy. And again, nutrients are being depleted. This is the system. It's the system that's the problem. Oh, by the way, Santa did say, if need be, he could be called upon. See, Nancy Yeah, I guess they got close when they were having their happy hour together. So if DHL, if UPS and stuff can't make the delivery, he's going to get the reindeer out there to help. Okay. Footprints indicate human presence in Spain in the Middle Pleistocene, which was 200,000 years earlier than previously thought. And again, this is all part of that ever-shifting science, and it's being exposed. And again, they're trying to figure out which branch of humanity was this. Was this Neanderthals? Was this Homo heidelbergensis, or one of these other species that are no longer with us? That, you know, again, they're going to tell us that Homo sapiens wiped them out. And, you know, there was an article saying Homo sapiens wiped out Neanderthals because of SEX. And again, you know, well, maybe there's some truth in that, because, you know, again, we could see that there's many things that are being transmitted now via that and via other, you know, other methods that most certainly can alter your DNA. Absolutely. And so, you know, this is fascinating stuff. History is constantly being rewritten. There's always things that blow the old paradigm away. It's because it's just that. It's all been a story. And if we're still believing, you know, in all the stories that they're telling us, we're missing the bigger picture.
Remember, we're kind of contained and controlled as soon as we walk into a classroom. Sometimes that looks like preschool. And I've heard that they're just trying to get preschool going earlier and earlier and earlier and create that detachment from parents and then keep us all so extremely busy. We don't have time to dig for the truth. While all along, they're just throwing out information for us to follow a storyline. And then because we don't know any better, we just do. And that's where the awakening is happening. We're starting to realize, not everything they say is true.
So, yeah, I want to congratulate all of you guys that are making your steps and getting off of the I was going to say the CRACK, which can be donuts. It can be, you know, Hostess products. It can be Little Debbie. It can be Twinkies that never disappear. I mean, Twinkies that'll be here a million years from now and they'll look exactly the same. You really, really want to put that into your body and have that become a part of you? Who knows what's in that stuff? Well, the one thing we do know is it's not good. It's not healthy. And again, when people say, I can't afford to buy organic, you cannot afford not to. Just eat less, you know, just again, eat less of something that's better quality. Because often I think we have it in our mind that we need so much more than we actually do need. And these times things are changing rapidly. Everything about us is changing rapidly. We are in this ascension process, which is going to ultimately leave us capable of higher density living, which means we got to get rid of everything that is weighing down our souls and our bodies.
Mm-hmm. And really, I understand the sugar thing is very, very, very real. And there's one little trick that I'll share with you guys that has helped me, because we kind of got to go at these things in baby steps. And if you go out and you get yourself like an 80% cacao chocolate bar, nibble on that for a week and then go out and buy yourself a 70% cacao chocolate bar. Oh, it is so good. I can't tell you how good it is. It does take a little bit of discipline, but not a ton. You know, you just have to go out and get it and have it in your house and make sure that everything else is put aside. Just kind of make yourself do it. And it's so rewarding, you guys. I can't tell you how wonderful it really is.
Without a doubt, you know, baby steps. You know, if you've got a sugar craving, start with having fruit, for instance, organic fruit. And so, you know, that's one of the things that I got from some cousins of mine. They, you know, got into that habit. And sometimes I'll have a real craving for just a bowl of strawberries and blueberries. And that will basically make it so I don't need the ice cream, so I don't need anything that's even, you know, sweeter and sugary. Nature's sweet enough. We had one watermelon that I almost thought was too sweet this year. It was incredible. It was so sweet. But then again, our taste buds will reacclimate. Now, you know, Cindy does use some honey. Yeah. She's good. Honey, maple syrup. She will use some stevia and stuff here and there. But pretty much that's it. We never use really regular sugar. We would never take anything with high fructose corn syrup. I don't use any sweeteners, but that's just me. I've been used to that forever. With me, if I really wanted to make myself sick, I would take in some simple sugar that would make me sick as a dog, because it would be just totally toxic to me. So, you know, I'm not somebody that needs to sweeten anything. So for me, absolutely, you know, eating strawberries, eating blueberries, having bananas, I mean, that is, they feel incredibly sweet to me. And they satisfy those cravings in a natural, healthy way. As always, guys, I hope you get something from this. Please do share with us your thoughts and info on anything relating to these topics or anything that you want us to go deeper into. Thanks for your support over on Patreon and Ko-Fi. We couldn't do it without you guys. On Ko-Fi, you could do one-time donation to support the channel, or monthly. Just change the number of coffees. And do check out Medicinal Foods. There is a link on the top of every video. They got some good stuff that could help you to transition as well. You know, healthier alternatives to some of the sweet stuff you might see out there at the regular grocery store. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.